Anya, and welcome back to Cozy Room Podcast.
Hey guys, it's Ari. Welcome back to Cozy Room.
Womb, girl.
Womb, girl.
Hey guys, welcome back to Cozy Room Podcast. This is season 18, episode 5, Ways I Can Be Better. Most people say age 8 is the hardest age to handle with kids. If kids are getting on your nerves, find something new for them to do. Include your kids in new ideas you have. Show them that home, school, and opportunities they have are important to you. And they just need a new level of thinking or seeing a point of view that they've just grown out of. Some kids are more mature at 8. Some kids get more mature at 13. Some kids never mature until they're like 16. It just depends. But I just feel like with all of the free Wi-Fi that's out here, you will be doing your child a disservice to think that, oh, they just want to play with dolls and they're like 14. Oh, they just, you know, they don't care for social media. They don't care for that. But let their friends have a phone. They all up on it. Let their grandparents have a phone or a computer. They all up on it. And I think the only thing that we can do to prepare for what they see or hear is to discuss what they might hear or see, regardless of them being at home or regardless of them being on something that they may not normally watch. Like last night, I was watching Animal Kingdom, which is not a kid show. It's like a crime family trauma show that's on Prime now. I was watching season 6, and I watched all the seasons up until that point. I just wanted to finish it, and it was late. Anya shouldn't have been up, but when Anya's sleepy, she tries to fight it by being included in everything I'm doing at late night. And so I'm watching it, and there's some scenes in it that are very adult-like, and she purposely closes her eyes, or she purposely says, I know this is something I'm not supposed to watch. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm not going to see. And so she asked me, she was like, why is sex and what your sex is two different things? I said, it's not. It's just used in two different ways. I said, I should have did a disclaimer. I said, when a document asks you, what's your sex? It's asking if you are male or female, if you're a boy or a girl. Okay. When people have sex, sometimes people may have sex with a man and a woman, sometimes a man and a man, sometimes a woman and a woman, but it's the act of maybe making a child or maybe not making a child but showing adult affection. But when someone says that, oh, I think you're sexy, she said, is that because they like you? I said, that's just what adults say to another adult, but it is wrong for an adult to say that to you as a child. And if someone does say that to you, you need to let me know. And if I would have sat there and acted like she didn't ask me what she asked me just to avoid the conversation, I would be doing her a disservice for her to possibly ask a kid outside or someone at school or someone on the school bus or another adult. And then that adult will be looking at me like, oh my God, what kind of parents she got where she discussing this with me? And it's not wrong for your kids to have questions like that. It's life. And with the amount of things that they're putting on TV, they're shoving adulthood down our kids' throats. So if you are living in this bubble where you think you can control when your child knows certain adult things, you're lying to yourself because you cannot. You can only prepare them. And so I purposely have those discussions with my child. And that is a way I can be better, is by addressing more questions that they have and teaching them when to ask certain questions. In a store, when you see something that may be inappropriate, wait until I get to the car. Don't point at people when you see strange things. Or you can just have a conversation out of the blue. Some people are paraplegic. What is that? And you describe it to them and you tell them they might be missing an arm, missing a leg, missing, you know, an eyeball. Some people may have a stroke. They may ask, what is that? Their jaw might be stuck one way. You know, their face may look strange. Some people smoke cigarettes when they were young and it caused cancer, and maybe their throat might be open and they walk around with like a tank for air. Before they see someone in society like that, you have an obligation as a parent to prepare them for what they may see. Person that's legally labeled a dwarf, little people, instead of your child randomly see a person like that at a job, at a retail store, why haven't you had a conversation that people do exist like this and they are adults? Stop avoiding what your child's going to see and start addressing it. Ways we can all be better, okay? Let me just get into this episode. Hey guys, I hope that you're enjoying the show. This is Cozy Room Podcast, and I just want to let you know that there is show merch
where
Cozy Room Shop with Teespring, and don't forget to check out the podcast books on lulu.com. Now back to the show. Thank you for tuning in to this one woman show, one woman podcast. My name is Shan and I am the mom of the girls, and if you would like to know more about me and these podcasts, check out shanbpodden.com and my TikTok. All right, I'm going to do Table Topics. Table Topics is a brand that is created by wonderful people who want to incite deeper conversation. The stack that I have is called Do-It-Yourself Therapy, and I'm going to read off two questions and answer them. Okay, so my first question is, what's the most stressful part of your day? Oh, my God. The most stressful part of my day, there's two stressful parts of my day. The hour right before I clock in and know there's nothing I can do to avoid giving a company 7.5 hours of my day when I really just want to work for myself and be able to pay my bills and be comfortable. That's very frustrating for me. I hate being places where I don't want to be because I don't feel productive. I feel like I'm in debt to someone else's vision and what I'm doing is not fulfilling me. And then the second part that's stressful in my day is after I eat lunch. You have the audacity to expect me to be happy to go back to work? I want to go take a nap. Who told society that after kindergarten, humans don't deserve naps after they eat? We do. We need at least a hot 30 minutes to eat, to sleep after we ate something and get back to work. And I feel like people will be less miserable. Incorporate daily naps into a corporate workday, please and thank you. Next question. Have you ever been considered high maintenance? Absolutely not. This is why I don't like dates. I don't like the idea of a date because people have this preconceived notion that, oh, I like her, I have to do what society tells me I have to do. I have to dress really nice. I have to drive this sports car because she's going to like that. I have to find the best restaurant. I don't even know how to cut up a steak correctly. I'm going to tell you that right now, and I'm 35. I don't care. I will be completely happy with us going to JR Cricket's, getting a corner booth, sitting in there, ordering wings and french fries, and you sitting side by side and we having regular, degular conversation and talking to each other while we sip sweet tea with the ice on top from the top. Okay, that is who I am. So when I see men doing all of this, all of these circus acts in order to get women to like them, I'm gonna tell you this right now. This is a secret. And I'm gonna tell you all out. Men have this idea where they have to walk into a bar or a room and buy a lot of drinks or wear a very expensive watch or wear super expensive shoes and completely boast about themselves the whole time in order to put on a performance to get a woman to like them. And I'm gonna tell you this, when a woman really respects you and likes you and she is attracted to your brain, you could come in there with sweatpants, sneakers, a regular t-shirt, make sure your hair is cut, wear deodorant and cologne and wash your face and make sure you moisturize your lips and you're good to go. There is no performance you need to put on when a woman really likes you and is coming from a genuine place. This idea that men have to perform in order to get women, it's a lie. The only women you have to perform for in order to get their attention are women that do not like you. Sorry to bust your bubble. Like, that is exactly what it is. So please, I just need more men to be around women that actually like them from the core so they can understand that they don't have to put on a performance for no one unless they choose to have a phony attraction. But back to the show. All kids need your attention, but maybe not in the same way. If you have multiple kids, 12 to 15 minutes on a daily with each child matters. And put down your phone. Don't have your phone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TRYLIFEMD.com.
Phone, why are you supposed to be wearing a hat playing T-set? Don't be on your phone while you're supposed to be driving the Barbie van for the rest of the girls. You know what I'm saying? And I think how parents act with each other matters too. Your kids are listening and they're watching. That's why I always feel a need to explain to my oldest child why her father is irritating me at that moment after that phone call. Because I think her mindset is, okay, he's not doing this. You need this. I can just give you my money so we can just solve that problem. And it's not about the money. It's about the fact that you feel like it is okay for you to be in Atlanta since October and ask me for a list of what Anya needs. No, I think September he's been here. And ask me a list of what Anya needs, and I tell you, and she's actively growing, and you have seen her 5 times since September, and you have yet to get anything that she needed on that list. And you keep calling me, not before the weekend, but in the day of Saturday by noon, and telling me, can you drive 45 minutes out your way to bring me Anya? You're not offering me any gas money. You're not doing anything for her that's prioritizing. You are basically telling me, it's like a little boy outside that's saying, can Anya come out and play? But you have to drive 45 minutes for her to come play with me. And then you have to drive 45 minutes to come pick her up because I don't have a car. I don't care about y'all playing together. I have other things. I'm doing overtime so I can have more options to provide my children that are important as an adult. And you're talking about me driving out my way when you're not helping me with anything with a child that we share so you can play with her. And I shouldn't have to keep having that conversation, but you know, my life, you know, and stuff like that frustrates me. But how parents talk to each other, like today, I think I need like a cookie because we had a conversation on the phone about when was her Christmas break and how I wanted to do Christmas. And he was thinking, okay, she has a dentist appointment on the 21st. I'll just get her from the 22nd till Christmas. I said, no. I said, you can get her the second half of Christmas Day and keep her till whenever you need to keep her. Just like Ari Daddy gonna keep her. Every year, like clockwork, every holiday, Ari Dad and me, we share Ari. I get the first half. He comes and pick her up for the second half. May have her for the weekend. It's why you feel like you about to come in and dictate how I'm doing things. You can ask me. And so we didn't yell at each other today. So 5 points for that because it is hard for me. This is why I could never be a teacher. I don't care if I love art and I know art. I don't care if I'm great at something and be like, oh, you should be a teacher. No, I should not, because I do not like when I'm trying to have a conversation and instead of me have the conversation, I got to teach you so you understand the conversation. I can't stand it. What? No. Absolutely not. So I try my hardest to not allow him to change my mood by him not understanding where I'm coming from. And it's hard. But that's a thing I could get better at, you know? It was hard. It's hard to talk to someone who is mentally and emotionally not on your level, okay? The latest toys, shoes, and games does not excuse any parent's absence, okay? You got to show up. Today's dads are doing a lot more, and I see you and I appreciate you. The example that you are setting is going a long way. I want the best for my kids, and I'm willing to work for it. A lot of parents want the best for their kids, but they don't want to work for it. They don't want to show up for it. They don't want to pay for it. And that's not how life works, okay? Ways we can be better starts with honestly knowing we still have work to do. And when what you haven't worked on shows, it's a reflection to you as a parent. And some parents do get defensive. And I think we have to remember to be patient, understanding, and ready to show up for our kids to get better. And to get an idea of what your child may need from you. For my kids, I can say I should get better at being more patient. I should get better at paying attention to the way they speak about themselves because they're girls. And we live in a very visual world. And I don't want my girls to think, well, all I gotta do is be pretty and have a nice body and be the loudest in the room for attention, because no, you're going to be more than being pretty because you had nothing to do with that. Okay. That is me and your father's doing, and you didn't put in on that. All right. So you're going to have to be knowledgeable. You're going to have to be smart. You're going to have ambition. You're going to have to be willing to work in order to be at the level of life that you think you should be at. And I, want to be better at focusing on speaking to them directly, but in a caring way, because both of them, if you talk to them the wrong way, they are in their feelings. And so frustrating. I want to be better at telling them more random tips for life. I want to be better at playing with them. It's so hard to work all day, them question you to death, and then turn around and make time to go play with them. And then don't let you have a sorry loser. My youngest child is a sorry loser. Every time she initiates a game and I say, Ari, if I play with you, you can't cry and you can't cheat. Okay, I'm not gonna cheat. I'm not gonna cry. Connect four, she wins. Connect four, I win. Next game, connect four, I win. Next game, she sees that this last pivotal piece is going to allow me to win the game. And she puts her hand up. And she tries to stop me from putting in my piece. And then once I do get my piece in, she ends the game and gets an attitude and goes in her room. And that is why I don't want to play with you. And when I'm minding my business and I'm doing a puzzle because I'm in the mood, they come. Oh, I want to help. Okay. After I put the edges together, they come and they start forcing pieces and they just ruin my mood. And I'm just like, I don't want to do this puzzle anymore. Okay. So my threshold for allowing them to help me when I don't want them to help me is hard. I do not like cooking with children. I do not like children helping me do anything in the kitchen. And it's a complete 360. My mom, she'll allow them to help her make dumplings, do whatever in the kitchen. I'm just like, get out. I'm just like the beast off of Beauty and the Beast. Get out. I don't like it. Like, I tell them, like, we can make a pizza from scratch once I buy a house and get a bigger kitchen where y'all are not touching me. That's it. Until then, we're not making a pizza at the house. There's no way. I do want to get better at teaching my kids how and
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And when to play stupid for their safety. Especially here in Atlanta. Atlanta is the number one state for sex trafficking with kids and women. And so it is very important for me to put them up on game, make sure they're aware of their surroundings, make sure that they're willing to tell me if anybody touched them wrong, keep bumping into them or keep randomly approaching them and saying things to them, makes them feel uncomfortable. It could be a police officer, it could be a teacher, it could be a bus driver, it could be somebody we both know, it could be anybody. You gonna tell me, okay? Tell me, okay? And I want to teach them how to be more self-aware quicker, because those are things that the sooner they learn it, the better. And we can all be better, okay? We can all be better, and you have to teach your children how to keep good friends so your kids will grow up knowing how to choose good people. You have to teach your kids how to make sure they understand certain things that are pivotal, that you will always be judged. Regardless of somebody saying it's not nice to judge people, judging people is about survival, is not about being nice. Okay? You will always be hated by somebody for something that is none of your business. All right? So get comfortable with someone not liking you, someone having a problem with what you wear, how you wear it, what you said, the way that your nose looks, the way that your ears looks, why is your hair like this? They will always have an issue, and you have to appreciate yourself to be like, okay, that's cool. Like, you're not about to make me not like myself because you don't like it. Like, who are you? And you have to remember to tell your kids that you are loved by people you haven't even met yet. And I think that statement alone, when you tell your kids that they're loved by people that they haven't even met yet, it makes them connect thoughts to the fact that I had a bad day today. It's not that bad. The fact that this one person in this class doesn't like me, it's not that bad. You know? We can all be liked all the time. That wouldn't be right. And we can all watch our mouth around people that we think are our family, our friends, or have our best interests. Because sometimes when you're doing really well, or you doing good, or you're getting praise, there's someone that's very close to you that hates the fact that somebody always has to say something about what you do. Sometimes it could be your own sister that's just like, why does she always have to look in the mirror after she gets her hair done, Anya? Why does she always have to, you know, be singing that, or she's always drawing this? Why do you care? Why are you so into what she likes? Okay. So, more of what I've been doing could help. We only get like 21 years of our kids' lives to really make a dent in it. So make it good, make it count. You working two jobs just so they can have the latest game system or the toy, or, you know, they can go get their hair done every week, does not equate to the fact that you're making sure that your child looks good on the outside and they feel like crap on the inside. I remember going to school with a lot of popular kids that couldn't read. I remember going to school with a lot of kids that were liked in the class, and always had on the latest this and the latest that, and they were failing, and they showed up with no pencil, no book, no homework. They was just there. And I couldn't understand, like, how did your mom or your dad let you leave the house or nothing? What? And a lot of times, people keep having kids that they don't want. Or a lot of times, people have kids and they don't take care of them because nobody took care of them when they were kids and they turned out fine in their head. So, yeah, always look for ways you can be better. You shouldn't be settling in an idea that, oh, this is good enough. You have enough. Well, you might not have that and you might not have this, but you got this. This is good enough. You gonna do what I tell you to do. You gonna think how I want you to think. You gonna be this when you grow up. All you're doing is pushing your child out the door to the complete opposite. And I am a person who has seen the children with the two-parent home, the grandparents, the opportunities, the after-school program, and they still decided to go left. They still decided to do what they're not supposed to do because it was imbalanced. You can give your child all the good stuff and never give them a taste of catching the bus by themselves and getting home by 9 o'clock. And they're not well-rounded. You could raise your child in the nice quote-unquote gated community, and then they grow up and they're 21 years old and they go to New York for the first time and they think everybody's nice and everything's cool, and they have no self-awareness of being in a big city and how grimy it can get. And just like that, they gone. Stop raising your kids in a bubble just because you feel like money is enough, status is enough. I moved here to keep my child safe, when really all you did is move somewhere where the hate is masked. You know, so I just think it's very important to make sure your children are well-rounded and to travel with your children and to expose your children to the fact that nobody's better than the next person. There are ghettos everywhere. There are homeless everywhere. And there are people who mute your existence politically. And this is how they do it. And making them aware of it, that way they know how to carry themselves, how to speak up for themselves, and how to stop a conversation that's happening at lunch because it's prejudice, or, you know, I'm not Indian, but I'm not going to allow you to sit here and talk about the girl at the bottom of the table that's Indian just because you're ignorant. You know, just making sure that you're raising a child that's not going to pull out their camera and record when it's an emergency. I hope I'm not raising those children. You know, so yeah, there's that. There's always a way for us to be better. And I just want you to know that. Thank you for checking out Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. You can find me on Twitter, TikTok, and IG. If you have a product that you would like to promote, let me know. Email me and we can see if we can get an ad on this show. I appreciate you. Always look to being a better parent because we need that. Bye.
Bye.